Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Burke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merritt Reyneau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Reyneau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Reyneau and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Brock moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Banks reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Sievers moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raynou for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a pop-up into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez is hit by the pitch. John Herrenstein pinch runs for Tony Gonzalez. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Herrenstein moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Herrenstein now playing center field. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke takes first base on ball 4. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is 0-for-1 in the game. Raynou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burke moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell bunts in front of the plate. Dalrymple fields it and throws to first for the out. Burke moves to third. Raynou moves to second. One out. Dallas Green now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burke scores. Raynou moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Chris Short now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke pinch hits for Chris Short. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Wise now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Banks reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burke takes first base on ball 4. Cowan moves to second. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raynou strikes out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brock bunts towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Stewart moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Covington strikes out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Burke takes first base on ball 4. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raynou is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs pinch hits for Rick Wise. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Wine moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Herrenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Duran now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herrenstein. Williams reaches second base with a double. Brock moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock scores. Williams scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-4 in the game. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-3 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.